feeling lonely on the road. I called my baby on the phone. A busy signal every time. I since found out that I could lose my dime. Oh well, another mule in my stall. Goodbye, baby, I guess that's all. You know I'm hungry and ready, got to make another call.
Sends a day too soon. I wish I had more time with you, but all that's left to me are just memories of the kindness of your company. All good wishes and Christmas kisses are gone without a warning. Christmas ends a day too soon. I wished I could have stayed with you, but winter winter brings 10,000 things we wish we did not have to do. Back to working while my heart's hurting, it starts without a warning. All of this is a wish, peace and love will exist through the year, joy and cheer come with hope till next Christmas is here. Christmas ends a day too soon, in photographs we'll find in June. A smile, a cheer, I'm glad you're here, where love and laughter fill the room. All good wishes and Christmas kisses will greet you in the morning. All of this is a wish, peace and love will exist. Christmas is here.
his plan. And I was raised on a middle class income that grew bad by the day. Some families have another thing coming, and ours fell apart along the way. The way you say you come from nothing. Of a church pew, being taught that I was wrong. Still I open that hymnal every Sunday. Still I followed along, singing, this is my story, this is my song. This is my story, this is my song. Son, learn that from the Old Testament. So bury me under the willow if you want. I'd rather be among the pines, sharing stories over whiskey and wine while you speak your truth and live your life. You say you come from nothing. I know from something hard to define. You tell me I am nothing. I'll tell you I am something of a ghost inside. This is my story. This is my song. This is my story. This is my song. This is my story. This is my song. This is my story.
This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Hey! coisas que a gente se esquece de dizer, frases que o vento vem às vezes me lembrar, coisas que ficaram muito tempo por dizer. Na canção do vento não se cansam de
this. a bridge of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spires. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be
why
cool?
Go to learn the words of cool.
What's it we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Thank you. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Hello and welcome back to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Ben. Sorry for the late start. I was definitely a little bit late, but that's okay. You're still going to get about 20 minutes of me, and then you're going to get some DJs who are hopefully on time. And yeah, it should be a good time. it should be a good time. You just heard it. You Are So Vain. I'm going to play a couple more songs for you tonight, and then I will be out, but... And I will also be out next week, but after that, you will have me and you will be stuck with me. So with that, I will get it moving on. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right. I know that you are probably already sick of me, but I will be reading a PSA, even though I am pretty sure that the system already read one this hour. Like I say, every single week we have to do this so that we can keep the lights on, station on the air. And this week, as it has finally started becoming terribly awfully cold, I got to share with you some space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So, it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This has been a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, and with that, you will not be hearing any more of me for at least 5 more minutes. You are welcome.
Yeah, it's just like, it should start. It just comes straight in. Just be like...
She walks down the stairs feeling herself, looking like she just won a court case. He's got a funny way of using the same 4 chords for every song he makes. And he's got Bill and he plays with the words like a skill, yeah, it's pretty great. He said his official friend died cause of officiate. Yeah, she's got Hannah and she plays the 2 in a grade 8, but she's got no soul. And John's obsessed with fat ass and he's 10 years old. Said Alex is a sculptor and Olivia's been a vegan since 10. Well, Vin wears dresses while Debbie coalesces in a fleece that doesn't work. And I'll be giving my chair to my mom cause her back hurts. I get home on the 23rd. And it's Christmas, this is gonna be a nightmare. I just came for the stuff and not to argue about nothing but mark my words, I'll be home on the 23rd. Yeah, time.
This is what I wanna be. Suddenly. fills up every corner like she's born in black and white. Makes you feel warmer when you're trying to remember what you are. She likes to leave you hanging on a word. Suddenly I see, this is what I want to be. Suddenly I see, why the hell it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see,
but this is what looking at me. I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big strong tower, the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. You're listening to Blizzquake. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Miserable weather. England's as happy.